Hello to you on this very first day of May. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 13, the woman speaks about her husband and says, "His cheeks are like a bed of spices, as sweet as flowers." And Charles Spurgeon offers these words of insight and reflection about that. How wonderful it is that May, the month of flowers, has arrived. March winds and April showers have done their work, and the earth is adorned with flowering beauty. This is the time to come alive and to go out to gather garlands of heavenly thoughts. You know where to find the sweetest flowers, don't you? They're found in Jesus, the great lover of our souls. Notice the beauty of his cheeks. Though they were once rudely struck by vile men, wet with the tears of sympathy and defiled with the spit of hatred, they're full of spices, smiles of great mercy. Lord, you didn't hide your face from shame and spitting, and therefore it's my delight to praise you. Your cheeks were torn from me, and such marks of love can't help but charm my soul far more than whole vials of perfume. Even if I can't see his whole face, at least I can behold his precious cheeks. They refresh my spiritual senses. I find in Jesus more than a mere fragrance, but a whole bed of spices. Not one flower, but all kinds of sweet flowers. He is my rose, my lily, my cluster of camphor. And when he is with me, it's springtime all year round. My soul delights to wash her happy face in the morning dew of his grace and to hear the singing of the birds of his promises. Precious Lord Jesus, let me know the blessedness of living in unbroken fellowship with you. I am a poor, worthless one whose cheek you've chosen to kiss. Oh, let me kiss you in return. And that's Charles Spurgeon's devotional reflection from the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 13. You'll find a transcript of this reading on our website. The address there is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for being here with me today. Have a great day in Christ.